And the Stam above discusses many aspects of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and it points out that the Torah emphasizes not only counting the days of Pesach Chamishim Yom, but also counting weeks as well. And the Gemara quotes a stunning shita of Amemar that Bizman Hazeh Sfiras HaOmer is only drabanan because we do not have Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the Mishas HaOmer, and therefore it's enough to count days, it's not necessary to count weeks. The Gemara tells us, "Ameimar, mani yomei b'lo mani shavua," because zecher lemikdash. And this is based on a twofold assumption. That number one, clearly, Sfiras HaOmer is only drabanan. But number two, therefore, since something is only considered to be a zecher lemikdash, it doesn't have to be fulfilled with all the rigor, with all the detail, as though it was considered to be in its. So the Zman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayam, but obviously you have to count days, you have to count weeks, but things are different now, because if it's a Zeichel Hamikdash, you have to do that which resembles, but it doesn't have to be exactly similar to the actual mitzvah itself. And we disagree, la halacha. After all, we assume like Tanda Debei Ravashi that one is obligated to count days as well as weeks. And since the statement of Amemar is based on a twofold premise, and therefore it doesn't have to be done with all the halakhic rigor. So one of the question we who disagree, are we disagreeing with point A, point B, or maybe even both assertions? If you look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Atochos Tmidim Umutafim, the Rambam writes that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Min HaTorah, even without a Samikdash, even without the Minchas HaOmer, that nonetheless, you still have a mitzvah. So therefore, the fundamental premise of Amemar, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, point one, the Rambam writes, the other Chachamim dispute, and that is the Pesaka of the Rambam. Over Shimon disagree, and maintain that is not true, that is not considered to be the basis of the Machlokes at all. Both the Sari, Tamanachos, Nastamazvav, the Nastot, the Balamor, and the Rambam assume in the very end of Mesechet Pesachim that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only D'Rabbanan, it is a zecher lemikdash. However, point two, just because it's a zecher lemikdash, does that necessarily mean that you're able to cut corners? The view apparently of a Meimar is, it doesn't have to exactly replicate the mitzvah, the raisa, and the Chachamim apparently disagree, maintain that's not true, despite the fact that it's a zecher lemikdash, it must be done with all of its details. So that's a fundamental machlokes. So the first one to ask you in other cases, which are clearly a zeichel hamikdash, do you need every single detail or do you not? So one could argue, according to Rav Rishon, that's exactly the machlokes, a meimar tana Rav Ashi, and we paskin that yes, you have to count days, you have to count weeks, but even a zeichel hamikdash has to replicate the mitzvah itself. According to Rav, not necessarily. The reason that we insist on counting days and weeks is because it's not a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah. But had it been a Zeichel HaMikdash, maybe Amemar would be correct. But a Zeichel HaMikdash does not require each and every detail. Differences, for example, when it comes to the few rules in Esra, on Shah Yemei HaChan, that everyone agrees. That's not Daraisa at all. Ulakasim Lechem B'Yom Rishon. The first day is Daraisa. The second day is Tveit HaDiyoma. The balance is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. So somewhere to ask you, does the Zeichel HaMikdash require all of the details of the mitzvah Netila as though it was Yom Tov Rishon? So a starting point was maybe it depends on the Machlokes and the other Rishon. And there's a beautiful comment, and it still has in the very beginning of the Haggadah, that already many are bothered by urchat. Why is it that all of a sudden we wash at that particular time? Is that really mi'ikar hadin? That whenever tibulo v'mashka, whenever you dip, for example, vegetables in liquid, you're obligated to wash? Or is that something which is quite different? One should argue tibulo v'mashka applies when we're more careful, more meticulous about tuma and tara, v'zman shebeis hamikdash kayem, but not necessarily v'zman hazeh. And we do it here for different reasons, maybe just simply to do things in a somewhat unusual fashion. So then it's advice as follows, that there are many things that we do at the seder that even if it doesn't technically apply to Zman Hazeh, but the whole seder is a zecher l'mikdash. Not only an opportunity to fill the mitzvah, deeper into its mitzvah, but we go ahead and do those things, wearing a kittel, for example. And if they're right, it's a zecher l'mikdash, the way we would dress if we were partaking of Karban Pesach. And he writes, sin, Zman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayim, people of Amashke, so therefore we initiate and we incorporate those things that are a zecher l'mikdash. So then it's Ziv writes that Urchas, at the very onset of the Seder, that is a zecher l'mikdash. So someone, for example, were to ask you, given the fact that it's a zecher l'mikdash, so do you need all the halachic detail of Netilat Yadayim, Chatzitza, and Kli, and Shir, Rias, and so on? Maybe one could argue, yeah, that depends on this issue. To what extent does a zecher l'mikdash have to exactly copy, mimic, replicate the mitzvah as though it was done me'ika hadin? So those are two very important views of Sfiras HaBizman Hazeh, the Rambam Shita, the Raisa, the view of Rav Rishonim, only Yedin, the Rabban. In the past I've mentioned the Shita of Rabban Yerucham that maintains that there is a split. Because when you look in the Parshiyos, in Emor and in the A, Rabban Yerucham points out, you notice something which is striking, and that is that, yes, the Torah mentions the offering of the Mincha Ta'omer. Seemingly, that is a critical component to trigger the Sfira Ta'omer. However, the Torah only mentions it in reference to weeks and not in reference to days. When it comes to the midst of counting days, the Torah tells us, Tisru Chamishim Yom. When the Pasuk prefaces Yom HaVeyachem is somewhere, that is Sheva Shabbosos Tumos Tehiyana. So the Torah seems to link counting of the weeks with the Minchas HaOmer, but not counting of the days. So Rabbeinu Rucham Shita is that when we count, we are fulfilling a twofold kingdom. Number one, counting days, which is a mitzvah daraisa, and counting weeks is only a zecher l'mikdash. And Rabbi Rucham goes a step further. If a person were to ask you that why is it that we only recite a single bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, why don't you recite two different brachas? After all, the Gemara does tell us mitzvah l'mimei yomei, mitzvah l'mimei shavoi. A mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count weeks. So the simple answer would be, is you're right, but they're not two independent mitzvahs. They are two chelkei ha-mitzvah, and therefore the one bracha about Sfiras HaOmer covers counting days as well as covers counting weeks. That would be the simple answer, which is true according to most Rishonim. According to the Rambam, it's a single mitzvah daraisa, counting days and weeks. According to Tosafot, it's a single mitzvah derabanan bezman hazeh, counting days and weeks, but irrespective of daraisa derabanan, one bracha which covers both. Rabbeinu Rucham writes, really that's not true. The bracha is only on counting days. The bracha is not at all on counting weeks. Counting days is a mitzvah, and therefore you recite a bracha on counting of the days. Counting weeks is only a zeichel l'mikdash, and in stunning Kiddush of Rabbeinu Rucham, you don't recite a bracha on a zeichel l'mikdash. And in Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Chayam, you have to recite two brachos on Sfiras HaOmer. One on counting days, one on counting weeks. That's a very, very great Kiddush. After all, you know, the Shita of the Rambam, the Shita of Rashi, Tfilin are two independent mitzvot, the Tfilah Shayar and Tfilah Sharosh. But yet, you recite a single bracha on both, because the bracha of Lahaniach Tumen is just as applicable to the Tfilah Shoyar as it is to the Tfilah Sharosh, and therefore one bracha could cover both. Even Tosus the Sheet, the bracha of Tafsama, that you recite two brachas on Tumen, it's not because that the Tfilah Shoyar and Tfilah Sharosh are two separate mitzvahs, and therefore warrants two separate brachas. You know, the Rambam is the one who counts 2 and 2 separate mitzvahs and Amorites a single bracha. And Tosus maintains there are 2 different brachas. Tosus is explicit that even if all you would put on is a tefillah shorosh, you still recite 2 brachas. It's not that one is on the yad and one is on the rosh. It's not clear why Tosus assumes there are 2 brachas on tefillin, but it is not because yad and rosh. Tosus is clear, even if you put one on the tefillah shorosh, you still recite 2 different brachas. It must be because of 2 aspects, 2 elements, 2 kiyumim of tefillin, but not because of 1 mitzvah or 2 mitzvahs. So even if one were to argue that there is stira on days, independent of stira weeks, it's still a very great shiddush to maintain that, you know, 1 bracha is insufficient and you need 2, but that is the shita of Rabbi Yerucham. And the only reason we don't do so bizman hazeh is because counting weeks is only a zeichel mikdash, no bracha on zeichel mikdash. So 3 different shitas that one finds in the Rishonim, either both counting days and weeks are on the same plane, Rambam Baraisa, Tosfos Rabbanan, or Shita 3, Rabbi Yerucham, this split. Rabbi Yerucham writes, look, this is clear from the Parsha. When you look in the Psukim that describe Sfira Sa'omer, isn't it clear that the linkage to Mincha Sa'omer is when it comes to weeks and not when it comes to days? But Rabbi Yerucham doesn't explain, like, why. Like, why in the world should that be the case? Now, I understand, you know, both elements. Maybe you'll argue that, look, the Torah tells us that Sfira Sa'omer is rooted in Mincha Sa'omer. I understand. And therefore, Drabanan. Or maybe one could argue, no, independent, and therefore both are Daraisa. But even though, yes, it's a very fascinating Ha'ara that the Torah links that part, and not this part, but why, in fact, should that be? If you look in the Or Sameach, in Parag Zion, it's Ochos Tamidim and Musafim, Or Sameach writes that, look, this is the Shita of Rabbi Yerucham. He begins by saying, okay, you have to assume it's a Gzeiras HaKosuf, Gzeiras HaMelechim, like the Chok, like why should that be? Why should that be at all? You understand the 2 other positions, but why split between counting days and counting weeks? And then Or Sameach writes that, Tod Hashem Yireyav, he thinks that it's an explicit Gemara. A Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Andate. And he explains as follows. You know, if a person, for example, on the onset of Sukkot, on the onset of Pesach, fails to go ahead and to bring the requisite karbanos, he doesn't bring the karban chagiga, he doesn't bring the karbanos of Re'iyah, so in such a case, that you know, holeh v'chogeh, he can do so for the week, for the duration of Yantiv. He can do so throughout Pesach, he can do so throughout Sukkot. You know that a person who didn't bring, for example, the Chagiga on Sukkot can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres, a Kiddush, even on Shmini Atzeres. Because after all, it doesn't have its independent carbon, but nonetheless, it's the Chlal HaYantif, and therefore, a person can go ahead and do so at that particular time. You know, the Ramah is troubled that many, many different Minhagim. How do you describe in davening in Kiddush Shmini Atzeres? Right. What term exactly do you use in many, many different nuskos? The Rama writes, you can't even use the word chag at all. You can't use the word chag because the word chag means a karban chagiga. We don't translate it just as a festival, but chag is a reference to karban chagiga. The Gemara Sukkanda says, if the Torah tells us chag at Sukkot, the Gemara says, Hashem Shechal. Shem Shamem HaChagiga Kachal Ala Sukkah. It means in a certain sense the Kedusha of the Sukkah is elevated to resemble that of a Karban Chagiga. And that's why it's appropriate to juxtapose the mitzvah of Sukkah and the offering of the Karban Chagiga. And we don't do this. We use the term Chag when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. Why do we use the word Chag? So the simple answer is, even if one should assume that Chag is a specific reference to Karban Chagiga, but in principle, if you didn't offer Karban Chagiga earlier, you'd even offer it on Shmini Atzeres as well, and therefore the appropriateness of invoking that word of Chag. So we have a broader window to offer, for example, those Kavanahs. So I understand one can offer it for the duration of Pesach, the duration of Sukkot. What about when it comes to Shmini? So the Gemara writes, Rosh Hashanah does say the same is true when it comes to Shavuot. If a person didn't offer those karbanos on Shavuot, he can offer it for the week. an entire week. That's striking. For a week. You know, the week of Pesach, week of Sukkot, the Pesach, the Sukkot. It's not the week of Shavuos, the week of Shavuos. Now, Shavuos is us, a single day. Where do you see that that indeed is true? The Gemara says the following, an interesting chiddush. So the Gemara discusses Rosh Chodesh as well. The Gemara raises the following issue, that how do you know Rosh Chodesh is a day? The starting point, the Gemara says, is why should it be a day of Rosh Chodesh? Why should it be a day of Rosh Chodesh? Right now is the Molad. The Molad occurs midday. Midday is the Molad that they're going to announce exactly when the Molad would be. So the Gemara says, wouldn't it make sense to argue that up until the Molad, that is the previous month. And from then on, that is the new month. Why is it so obvious that the unit is a day? Why should the unit be a day? Once there is the Molad Halavana, why not argue that the new month has begun? Someone says, you know, it's based on a pasuk. So the Torah says the following, Ad Chodesh Yomim. The unit is a yom. In other words, that the Chodesh is divided into days, a month is divided into days, and since the unit is days, the Rosh Chodesh is going to be a day. And therefore, the entire day is Rosh Chodesh, no, din d'oraisa. As opposed to arguing that, you know, once there is a Molad Halavana, the new month has begun. So the Gemara tells us the following, that Minei Yamin, you count days for Kadesh Chodesh. The Gemara says so too when it comes to Shavuot, that Minei Shavuot for Kadesh Aseret. You count weeks, Sheva Shabbat of Timus Dihyena, and now you consecrate Shavuot. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's really it, I understand. When it comes to Chodesh, so the day is therefore Rosh Chodesh is a day. When it comes to Shavuot, you count weeks. You don't just count weeks; you also count days of Tisru Hamishim Yom. Do you know what the Gemara answers? Rosh Hashanah that day. Well, you have to count both. You have to count the days of Shavuot. You have to count the weeks. You have to count days leading up to Shavuot. You have to count the weeks leading up to Shavuot. A mitzvah l'mine yomei, a mitzvah l'mine Shavuot. Count days and count weeks. In other words, you count days as a day of Rosh Chodesh. You count days as a day of Shavuot. You count weeks, there's a week of Shavuot. There's a day of Shavuot, there's a week of Shavuot. And that's why you count days, and that's why you count weeks. What does it mean to say there's a day of Shavuot? That's obvious. Because a day of Shavuot, there's a day of Shavuot. Shavuot is a single day. The Kedushas Hayom of Yontif is a single day. You count days, so... And therefore, Kadesh Shavuot. But you also count weeks. There's a week of Shavuot. There's a week of Shavuot. You count weeks in order to consecrate the week of Shavuot. What is the week of Shavuot? The Gemara says exactly this halacha. But if the karbanos were not offered on the day of Shavuot, so therefore, Holeich L'chogeg, you can offer it the entire week of Shavuot. And where do you see there's a concept, a halos, a category, a status of a week of Shavuot? That's exactly mitzvah l'minei Shavuot, to consecrate the week of Shavuot. So the person wanted to ask you, in what sense is there a day of Shavuot? The answer is obvious, a day of Shavuot. A day of Shavuot is the Kedusha Tiyam of Shavuot, the Shemalacha, Kiddush, Tala, Kavod, Onen, Shemalacha, yeah, a day of Shavuot. What do you mean a week of Shavuot? A week of Shavuot is only relevant and meaningful for the Karbanos HaRegel. For the Karbanos HaRegel. So this man has it, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you don't have the Karbanos HaRegel. Yeah, the new command that counting the weeks is only a Zeich HaMikdash. Of course it's only a Zeich HaMikdash. The whole concept, the whole relevance of counting weeks is only a detail within the Karbanos HaRegel. So if you don't have a Karbanos HaKarbanos, why would you argue that that is a mitzvah d'oraisa? And that's then exactly why that the pasuk links the Karbanos HaRegel with counting of the weeks, but not with the counting of the days. If it's in so seamlessly, that was like, why did I think of that? So I'm like, yeah, like, I understand. But it seemed like to be a chod, something which is indeed and that's the view of Rabbi Yerucham, that you don't make a bracha on counting weeks because it's only a Zeich HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yerucham Rai, that this is true when it comes to Koresh, at the lowest Seder, since it's Zechel and Mikdash Gehillel, you don't recite a bracha on Koresh. Unlike those who maintain that, of course, you recite a bracha on Koresh. 5 minutes earlier, you recited a bracha on Matzah and on Maror, and the bracha on Matzah and Maror covers. The person would ask you, how come there's no brachos on Tkiyah Shofar, right, in the middle and end of Davni? And the answer is, earlier we made a bracha, and the bracha embraces all Rabbi Yochanan, right? Not necessarily. That there is no bracha on counting of the weeks, there is no bracha on Koresh, because it is only considered to be a Zeichel HaMikdash, and Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's the Sugyan Sukh and Daf Mem Dalet, that Chavdita de Hoshana. Hoshana, so Hoshana Rabba. Why is there no bracha? Because it is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. The mitzvah Hoshana is in Mikdash. And as a Zeichel HaMikdash, one does not recite a bracha. That's the shita of Rabbi Yerucham. But no bracha on counting of the weeks, because that is considered to be a Zeichel HaMikdash, the Beis Halevi, and Chelek Aleph, Simon Lametez, writes a Chiddush Lahalacha that we generally don't pass tonight. And that is the following, that if a person, for example, missed a day of the Omer, we're chayish for the view of the halachos, kedolos, and tosos, and daf samach vav, that he can no longer continue to count. But what about when I come to the end of the week? Because, you know, it's a little bit unclear. It is a significant machlokas rishonim that when we say there's a mitzvah to count weeks, what exactly does that mean? Does it mean that on 7, 14, 21, 28, there's a mitzvah of counting weeks? Or does it mean there's a mitzvah to break down even the intermediate days, that, you know what, that this is 3 weeks and 1 day? But at least when you come to the end, everyone agrees that the mitzvah of counting weeks. So the possible chiddush of day salayzi, if a person didn't count day 15, and he counts day 16, 17, 18 without a bracha, but day 21, can he count with a bracha? He writes the following chiddush, Shakunya ben Yerucham, certainly not, because there is no bracha on counting of weeks. But he writes, we don't pass from like Rabbi Yerucham. We pass from like Rover Shonim, that the bracha is on counting days and counting weeks, and therefore his suggestion is that even if he missed 15, when he gets to 21, that you can count with a bracha because of the mitzvah of counting weeks. We don't necessarily assume by that view of the Beis Halevi, but that indeed is the chiddush of the Beis Halevi. Great insight of the Sameach. In terms of this shita of Rabbi Yerucham, the distinction in counting days as opposed to that of counting weeks. We know that Nikra Hadin, the days of Sphira, are days that are great days of Simcha. Ramban writes in Parshas Emor that, you know, really Pesach is considered off the din to be Yantif Rishon, and Shavuot is considered to be the last day of Yantif, Yantif Achram. And all the intermediate days are considered to be days of Chol HaMoed, replete with elements of Simcha, anticipation of Kabbalah HaTorah. And yet, the Gemara tells us tragically that we commemorate the demise of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva during this time, and therefore what initially were days of pristine Simcha, the Simcha is tempered, the Simcha is marred, there are elements of Avelos, it wouldn't necessarily be correct to assume that's what Rabbi Yosef writes in Chavadat, that you can't equate these with the 3 weeks between Shavuot and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. These are not inherently days of Avelos, and therefore one cannot necessarily assume that all those halachos apply during the Bnei Hasira. But undeniably, the Gemara tells us that's not based on Avelos, that the Meisu Kulam, the Perek Echa, that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva or Nitzra at this particular time, right? So, yes, this is considered to be a period that is a fusion of Simcha, but also, no doubt, significant elements of Avelus itself, the fear of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, al shemunah lo kavod zelazeh. And that emphasis that the preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah has to be coupled with that element of the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael. The Rachaim writes that was a precondition of Kabbalah HaTorah. That Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Isha Chalei V'Chod, was not just simply an observation, but rather it was a requirement of Kabbalah Satoris, because without that, the entire purpose, the Ramban writes, Maman Harsine Kabbalah Satoris, is not only Hasros Hashlima, but that which manifests and represents the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael. That emphasis of unity and Achdus Mapis, the sense of purity, Machlokes, that's no doubt is one of the significant lessons of what we just learned yesterday in Parshas Tazria and in Parshas Metzora. I remember years ago that why you put out a publication, the Mitoch HaOhel. So they asked me to write for Mitoch HaOhel. They asked me if you have a particular Parsha, you know, like your favorite Parsha. Anything is done. We'll get back to you. Okay, fine. So they gave it all the Parshas, and I said, okay, so we get back to you. Tazria Metzora, that's the only Parsha that's left. I said, I'm thrilled. I would have chosen the real story. How do you write the Hashtoff? How do you write that this? The real story is, you know, I began with the Kavanah in that design, you know, that tells us that why is it that when it comes to the flight of the Mitzvah of Bada Yeshe, the Chutzma Machen and Moshavim, but why is it that he has to be Chutzma Machen? So as you know, the Gemara in Erech HaNosh says, Naim, that as a result of this Lashon Hara and the Rechivos, you know, so Hashem Rabbeinu who gives this, that Ish, the Ish, the Ish, the Reyu, he caused dissension within Knesset Yisrael, so very literally, a Midah, Knesset Midah, Midah, Knesset Midah. So the consequence, the Onesh, is that he's sequestered. If you're causing dissension within, so therefore it's so appropriate that the repercussion will be Bavad Yeshen. That's not true of other forms of Tumas Meis and Tumiyot of Mikhutz, but here, if it's a function of who his deal, he's mostly Shema, and understands very well why one is a natural consequence, but also it's a time for introspection to realize that, you know, without the Tzibur, one cannot continue. It exists. And therefore, sometimes that realization only becomes a reality when you're without. When Barad Yeshev, Yichut Lamachane, Moshavah. So when you look in the Gemara Moedkat in that says, the Gemara tells us striking details of the Parsha and the flight of the Mitzvah. The Torah tells us the following, Begadol Yifrumin, that what exactly does that mean? That Mitzvah is obligated to rip Priyas, to rip Priyas. Interesting. The Gemara tells us the following, that there's the Isser of She'el HaShalom. You're not allowed to greet the Mitzvah. And furthermore, that Yateh means he has to engage in Atifa Sarosh, and to wrap his head. What about when it comes, for example, to Tillin? The Gemara raises the issue that is the Mitzvah allowed to wear Tillin? The Gemara tells us absolutely not. Tzumin is considered to be right an adornment. And he cannot go ahead and adorn himself with tefillin. He rips kriya. He doesn't wear tefillin. Atifa sarosh. There's mitzvah she'el hashalom. I don't think it's a stretch at all. Now that what does all that point to? Point to avelu. Rashi writes that. My Kodmah says well. The Rambam writes that. In Perikirat Ochos Tzumin Sarosh. To other. I would tell you a striking observation, but I think it's clear, even though we don't want to make that association, these are the avails of the Rabbanim. The Ke'im Zaraisa, the model of avails, it's Zara. Avails. The Torah tells us that when a person acts in such a fashion, and the Torah insists, Bavad Yeshev, the result is nihugay. Why exactly is that true? Because whenever we speak about Kedushas Yisrael, like our lifeline, it means no doubt that there's a dual axis. There's a Kedusha that each individual undeniably possesses, a Kedushas Yisrael, like Selim Elohim, Vanim Mamakom. But beyond that, there's a Kedusha being part of the tzibur. It is not just simply that we as individuals, like we're zochetu, but rather right, our lifeline, our kedusha, is linking in, being part of that collective tzibur. And when that is no longer a possibility, bagad yeshev, so therefore the Torah mandates nihuge avelus. In a very literal sense, what the Gemara tells us, and Adam Daf Samastava, that mitzorah chashuv to me. Mitzorah chashuv to me. And if the mitzorah will ask, avelus, I'm sitting shiva for whom? The answer is, he's sitting shiva for himself. The Torah mandates nihuge avelus. And therefore, Kriya, and therefore Israel, Hanachat Tzilin, and therefore Atifa Sarosh. Maybe that there's a correlation between the 7 days, which are so significant in terms of the process of Sarat, and the 7 days of Shiva. This is the Mamal Daraisa of Nihuge Avelu. And therefore, yeah, the Torah tells us, you have to recognize that without that link to the tzibur, therefore your lifeline has been severed. And the avoda of the mitzvah now is to regain that sense of connection. And what better way to demonstrate what is lacking than that element of nihuge avelos. And therefore, it's exactly nihuge avelos, patterned after the fight of the mitzvah. I commented as follows, that, you know, there's one halacha where the plight of the mitzvah differs from that of a person who was an avil. You know, the Gemara Malay Katan Daf Yidda, when he discussed this in earlier shiurim, that a person, Achman Lepon, is an avilus, and all of a sudden, Yom Tiv comes. So your Yom Tiv cuts avilus short. If a person loses a relative during Yom Tiv, and Yehuge avilus does not begin until afterwards, if a person is in Shiv and Shloshim, the onset of Yom Tov, Devers Avelus, Avelus and Simchas Yom Tov cannot coexist. I understand they can't coexist, but how do you know that Simcha trumps? How do you know that that takes preference over the Dine Avelus? I understand that indeed that is true, and that is not the case when it comes to Amosur. When it comes to Mitzvah, the Rambam writes in Derek Yudas Opus to Mitzvah, that Gemara in Moed Katan, that knowing Tzoroso Teregia, even on Yom Tov, a person remains in Mitzvah. Even on Yom Tov, the Tzoros lingers. Why exactly is that true? So I suggested simply the following, that how do you know that Avivus comes to an end with the onset of Yom Tov? There's a mitzvah Simcha, but there also is a mitzvah. So I understand the tension, but why is that resolution so obvious? So the Gemara explains that now, because asi mitzvah dirabim v'dachi mitzvah diyachid. Because simcha avelus, simcha is a chovat tzibur. Then you're part of the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. And avelus is only a chiyuv individually. And whenever you have that type of tension, the mitzvah derabim that you're part of trumps the chiyu of avelus the yachid. That is only typically for a mitzvah and vadadish. If the mitzvah is going to argue that hasi mitzvah derabim, vadachi mitzvah the yachid, alavai. No? If typically that's the case. But vadadish means that being sequestered, being secluded means that you've lost that connection. The Tumas Daras is an attempt to be able to go ahead and to regain, but you've lost that connection. And for the Mitzvah, one cannot argue, Asi Mitzvah Daravim, Vadachi Mitzvah Diyasid, and therefore, Noe Sarasav Beregim. As far as what you mentioned in terms of the plight of the Mitzvahs, what are those stunning, stunning parshiyot that one can envision? There was a beautiful comment of the Ramban as well, where the Ramban maintains that, you know, when we think about Eretz Yisrael, we often think about Kedusha Sa'aretz in terms of mitzvah Sa'aretz. You know, we think about Kedusha Sa'aretz, so Shumos and Maitros and Shmit and Yoga, like I once discussed in the past at great length, but, you know, that is true, that is an element of Kedusha Sa'aretz, but Kedusha Sa'aretz, is not limited to mitzvah satliyas varis. One could create a whole list of dinim daraisa that have nothing at all to do with kedushas karka that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam puts it in Perek Dalet of Maseches Bechoros and Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam writes that the collective entity of Klal Yisrael, Kohol Yisrael, Tzibur, is only Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. That is the Tzibur. Like in Chutzah, like you see this. In Eretz Yisrael, that is the collective unit of Klal Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Dinei HaTzibur, whether it's Parang Davar Shel Tzibur, or whether it's Smicha, or whether it's Halel B'Tzibur, or whether it's Tainus Tzibur, you know that the Mishnah says when you witness the entire Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, you recite a special bracha. Now, 600,000, the Rambam might say, obviously, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Chutzbaret. Now, the entire collectivity of Klal Yisrael is Dinei Eretz Yisrael, meaning the Yoshvei. So it's always important to be mindful of beyond, like Mitzvah Satliyas are. Mitzvah Satliyas are an indicator, a symptom of a broader concept of Eini Hashem Elo Kechala. And the Ramban writes that Tazriya Mitzvah is such an obvious indicator, because this whole concept, a person can go ahead and violate an Avera. A person can speak Lashon Hara. And all of a sudden, you know, the shading of the walls of his house changed. A person can violate an Avera, all of a sudden his clothing, right, is different. A person breaks out with Saras because of a person violating an Avera. The Ramban writes that you have to realize that now that causality, that a mitzvah and Avera can manifest itself in such common sense physical terms. The Gemara writes, and you know that in Eretz Yisrael, Aver was violated, and all of a sudden the market crashed. Now, what is the cause? Not economic trends, but Avera and Mitzvah. Right? That is based on a certain assumption that there's a harmony, there's a fusion, that the physical world is only a function of Avodas Hashem. And that, the Ramban writes, is why these two masaras and nigei batim in life is only the base Eretz Achuzansan. It can't be put that. No, that reality doesn't exist. You can't pride yourself in the fact that we don't have two masaras. No, the fact that we don't is an indicator that there's a disconnect. And therefore, right, what we do is not going to resonate the same way as before, because that connection, that bond in Golod, in times of Churban, without a Beis Hamikdash, right, is stretched to the point that the causality is not something that is immediately felt. And one has to be very, very mindful of that. And Ramban writes, it's so obvious then that, and as you saw, that's indeed is true. There's an alshit that follows an amazing medrash that Tumas Batin, the Torah says, is only if you have a residence, the base, Eretz Achuzansin. Eretz Yisrael? The medrash writes more. Base, Eretz Achuzansin, Zeha Mikdash. Tesa Mikdash. That's the reference. And what exactly does that mean? You notice that there's a negatara. What happens? So the Balabais, Mia Shalabais, comes present and says, Kenega, near the Balabais. No? The Balabais comes forward and says that there is a Nega. Nadal Shakot's the Mendesh, that Zatarajorcha. It's a reference to the Mikdash Hashem, that you're supposed to have a Mikdash Hashem that represents Kavod, Tiferet, and all of a sudden, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, there's a Nega, that this Beis HaMikdash is not accomplishing its desired goal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares that there is a nega in my home. And it's necessary for Knesset Yisrael to respond. And sometimes the response is, and also says the Bais, that Churban Abayis, result in the fact that the Mikdash Hashem not being the bastion of Achdus of Klal Yisrael and Hashra'as Hashrima. However, the Ashlach writes that the Midrash continues that the Shach HaKohen, Uvah HaKohen, the Tir HaKohen, as Abayis, Kenir Pahamega, that ultimately, in fact, when Bnei Yisrael is closed to the Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and sees too that the Beit HaMikdash is restored, because after all, that is the idyllic form of Hashra'as Hashrima. The Parsha of Tumas Megayim, not only insightful for Kedusha Saras in the broadest sense, but a reference to Beit HaMikdash, to Beit HaMikdash as well. That's something to be mindful of, especially during the time of Yimei HaSfira. It's like Rov Rishon and Mikra Hadin, Sfira Talmud only, Rabbanan, without the Susa of Beit HaMikdash, and Akravas, Akarbanos, and the Mincha Saum, and therefore, at the bottom of right, you don't recite the Bracha Shatiyana. There's no Bizman as there, the Mitzvah Sheishach, Agmas Nefesh, the Tosus right in the Sefes Megillah Hachav. We conclude the Sefira HaRachma Miyach Sefira with the Bakasha, with the Sefira to the Sefira HaKadosh Baruch, that once again, we should witness the restoration of the Mikdash Hashem to be able to fulfill all aspects of Avodah, embracing the Mincha Somer to fulfill all aspects of the Mitzvah Daraisa of Sefira HaKadosh. There is a newspaper on the